Big Ben and Skinny Skier break off rhymes and HSOs on the Mavs postgame show. Live from the old number 7 club inside the AAC after every Mavericks home game. On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, it's 3:33. And we're just getting going for today. Ticket stock comes up this weekend. I hope everybody's aware of that. The Ticket Time Wasters will be at 8:30 Friday night. That'll be preceded by midget wrestling. That will be preceded by us doing the presentation out there. Of course, you can't come in and see us until 5 because the doors open at that time. And the first 5,000 through the door Friday get the brand new Ticket Chick calendar. And on Saturday, doors open at 10. Doing the autograph thing will be Antonio Bryant, Dan Campbell, Aaron Downing, and Brendan Morrow. And Sunday, the doors open at noon. Jim McMahon, Josh Howard will be there, and Desperados dancers and cowboy cheerleaders will be there as well. It's going to be a very, very big weekend at Ticket Stock, and it is all free. It is all at the Plano Center on Spring Creek Parkway, a little bit to the east of Central. All right, and now here with a sickly tale of VD, here's Cobra.
Snake.
So I'm begging this chick, all right?
Easy.
No, I have a serious ailment. I don't know if it's serious, but it's certainly an ailment. And something that I have to watch out for, or else it will happen again. And
are you messing your pants?
No.
Did you catch the pants crapping from anybody on the crew?
No, I did not catch that. The other night...
Did you make a poopy diaper?
No.
Do you have mud butt?
This has nothing to do with that region, okay?
Stinky butt?
No. Nothing to do with it.
Phlebitis?
When was the last time you did make a mess in your pants? Just out of curiosity.
Probably before...
college. One late night.
No, I never did that. I had friends who did that. Probably when I was 3.
All right, who believes that?
Never had a little
you in
short-
on that, Grego?
Never had any little sharding going on?
No, I never had any sharding. So I come home the other night.
Do you want a poo-poo?
No! And the wife and I had gone to dinner and gone to have a few drinks after that.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
So we get home. And about 5 in the morning...
I'm glad to be home.
You got home at 5 in the morning?
No. At 5, go to bed around 1. And about 5 in the morning, I get up to go to the bathroom. And not that kind of bathroom.
I had a fart.
Granted, I don't remember any of this, okay?
You really want to do this story?
Yeah, I have to. I don't remember this at all.
Well, how drunk were you if you don't remember
any
of it?
Just let me finish. It has nothing to do with being drunk. And...
Are you high?
Grego got tickled.
It's funny. It's funny.
You sounded like Butthead.
And she said she heard me get up because when I walked in the bathroom, I kicked the trash can over and, like, fell against the wall, kind of. And she said she was like, Corby, are you okay? And then all of a sudden she hears, and she gets out of bed, and I'm laying halfway in the bathroom, halfway out of the bathroom with my legs sticking out in the hallway.
Naked?
No, I had pants on.
You wear pants to bed?
I wear flannel pajamas to bed when it's cool like this. Well, not today, but... And she said then, she's, you know, freaking out, going, what the hell's going on?
Didn't we go over it the other day, why you shouldn't sleep nude?
Right.
Yeah, that's one of them right there.
Right.
I wear dress slacks to sleep in.
Just in case?
Right.
And she said, I got up really fast. She said she walked in. She's like, what are you okay? And she said, I jumped up. And I walked into the bedroom. Boom.
Boom!
Fell down again. Fell down again.
Whap.
Whap! guys.
You know, we're sitting here cracking up, and you're probably having seizures.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Is this funny to you?
Yeah, a little bit.
So if you would have couched it as funny. You have a serious problem, then we wouldn't be cracking up about it.
It's funny to me because you haven't missed any work and you seem pretty healthy. So
right.
Yeah, it's funny.
So okay. This can't be that bad, can
now,
it?
If you were in the hospital laid up about to die, yeah, I doubt I'd laugh at it very much.
Greg, I have a horrible story. I'm dying. I don't know what to do. So I get up again. I don't remember any of this, and I bust through the bedroom door, go into the other bedroom, and collapse onto our futon that we have in there.
Oh!
And I jammed my pinky really bad and scarred my arm up in the process. So then I wake up.
Well, the first thing you need to do is get rid of the futon out of your house. Okay? That's the first thing. That needs to go.
Okay.
Did you pull down any of the beads hanging from your doorway before you collapsed on your futon?
Right.
No.
Lava lamp fall over and hit you on the head?
So the
Did
first
you make
thing...
sure you turn the black light on first?
My black light leopard poster.
Right.
So the first thing that I remember is my wife standing over me on the telephone, freaking out, screaming, all the while throwing water on me.
How was she throwing water on you?
She had a bottle of water, like
a water balloon,
like
something?
A squirt bottle, you know, and she was just squirt hosing me down.
Why would you have a squirt bottle full of water?
Well, I don't know.
Like just, a water bottle.
Yeah, like a water bottle.
Like just kind of like your regular old
like
Evian water bottle.
Like an Ozarka bottle with the tap, the little nozzle thing.
I was thinking she was like squirting it, like Windex or something.
No.
She pulled a super soaker out of the nightstand and started spraying you with it.
And I hear her talking to her mother. Just crying almost because...
And this is 5 o'clock in the morning?
5 in the morning, yeah.
Okay, well, first of all, why would your wife call her mother before she called, like,
the
authorities?
She didn't know what to do. She didn't... God bless her heart. She didn't know what to do. And...
It's called 911.
Right.
Well, she didn't know... She said that I kept telling her that I was fine.
Oh, okay.
But I don't remember any of this. And finally, when I came to, I was like, what the hell is going... I was wet. Not from the water. I was drenched. Like, my T-shirt was soaked wet. My pants were completely wet.
You pissed yourself.
No, I didn't. I didn't go to the bathroom on myself at all.
Did she have to clean up your mess each time when you collapsed in the bathroom and the bedroom?
No.
So you just left it there?
I didn't...
Keep going.
Leave me alone.
Fight through it.
So... She's on the phone, and I'm thinking, what is going on here? And I'm so groggy, and all I can think is, we just got home, and I got so drunk that this is how I came home, this drunk. It's like, my God, what a night I had.
Well, how much drinking did you do?
Not very much. But I couldn't remember what happened. I didn't know what was going on. And then I finally...
And you were all right when you left?
Oh, yeah, fine. Everything was fine.
You were fine when you left wherever you were?
Yes.
And went home?
Yes.
At what time?
12:30. I was fine. No problem whatsoever. And finally, I came to and figured out what was wrong, and it had happened before. Do you guys remember?
Yeah.
Remember when he scraped his face up?
When I fell face forward in an alleyway on Greenville without having one beer?
And you called your sister, and she said it was because you were dehydrated.
I was dehydrated.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Same thing. I was dehydrated.
Dehydration causes that?
Well, no, it's a ailment called syncope, S-Y-N-C-O-P-Y.
Sting did that song the other night.
I think that was synchronicity. In which... Okay, what happened was that day, I ran a long way. I ran for like an hour and a half or so, and I didn't drink much water after that. I thought I did, but I didn't drink enough. And then I went out and had a few margaritas.
Alcohol will dehydrate.
Yes. Came home, didn't drink any water after that. Got up in a violent mood that I don't remember at all, kicking stuff, and passed out 3 times. Gravy tits. And when you do that...
And you were violent?
Well, like running into stuff, kicking stuff. I have marks all over me, stuff like this little scab
yeah,
here.
Yeah, but stuff, I mean, you were angry?
No. Just violently hitting things.
Oh, okay.
Did that carry over to your diarrhea? Was it violent diarrhea?
No, I have that. But that's what happens. I mean, if you don't drink enough, and it happens to younger people, I don't consider myself young anymore, but younger people who are somewhat active and they don't drink enough water, or if they're under a lot of stress, which I'm not under any stress.
Is there anything you can take for this?
No, you just have to stay hydrated.
You have to super hydrate yourself.
Yeah.
Corby, how on earth does a guy train for a marathon like you did and just run a mile and a half and then get dehydrated?
I said I ran an hour and a half.
Well, an hour and a half, but still training for a marathon, though.
I know. Well, I don't know.
That's a lot of opportunity to dehydrate yourself.
All the elements have to come in
yeah.
at the same time. I mean, you went out, you probably were a little bit tired, you probably
right.
hadn't eaten a lot.
And normally when I trained for that marathon around the lake, there's water everywhere. And I ran at the gym for a long time, and I didn't stop and drink. Hardly anything. And I didn't think about
gym.
It.
Gym. And there's nothing you can take for this?
Nothing. Seems
like there's some kind
nothing
of...
Nothing at all. And my sister, I called her, and she was like, you know what? She's a nurse practitioner.
My sister's...
And she goes, you know what? She goes, I see this every day. She goes, it's happened to me.
To go the way of that other.
She goes, it's happened to me before, too. She said her husband's found her laying in the hallway before, like that. She goes, it may run in our family. I'm not sure, but it's so common. And so, Danny, I looked it up on the internet, and 6% of all hospital emergency room visits are syncope. People
passing out. Overreacting.
Yeah.
Wow.
For no particular reason.
I mean, you pass out, you know, there's generally something wrong with you.
Yeah, I know.
So you drink a bunch of water and go back to bed?
Yeah, I drank a ton of water and...
Woke up the next day, felt great.
Was fine, like nothing had happened. Couple of bumps and bruises, but I don't remember it, and that's the fourth time it's happened to me. It happened to me as a kid when I thought I had a heat stroke, but that wasn't what it was. It happened to me in college after a full day of mountain bike riding and beer drinking and no water, and then it happened to me last year when I fell face first, and now this time.
Whoops.
And she's like, you know what? It's going to happen again. She goes, you have to keep yourself hydrated. She goes, you're lucky she was around, or you're lucky you didn't fall face first on the futon and break your nose.
Exactly.
You know? Lucky you just... Because she said that it wasn't like I caught myself when I fell. I mean, it was just...
Wow,
boom.
When you pass out, you're just dead weight. You just fall. You're not going to brace yourself or catch yourself.
Right.
Whap!
Like that.
Well, let me ask you this. You don't remember getting up to go pee?
No.
Well, so then you were kind of sleepwalking to begin with.
No, they say that that's... Like, I could tell, I guess, subconsciously something was wrong. And what happens when you do this, and the same thing happened last time, you start sweating so bad. I mean, I was drenched. It was like I jumped in a lake. I was sweating so bad. And
then you got really cold.
And then after I woke up and realized what was going on and I came to and drank water, I was absolutely... freezing. I had to put socks on, a sweatshirt, long johns, a hat to go to bed. I was freezing.
Like a cowboy hat?
Yeah, I put on a cowboy hat.
Like a fedora? You look like Indiana Jones getting in bed?
So now, when in this process did you poop on yourself?
No, he had the hat with the two beer cans.
Put a hat like Rowdy wears and...
Yeah, a giant hat.
Foam cowboy hat.
Woo! Thank God I have this hat to go to bed in. So, there you go. I don't know what's worse, that or AIDS. I'm just saying, the people with AIDS pass out a lot?
Probably syncope. Because people don't wear ribbons at award ceremonies for you guys.
Right. We got it tough, man.
And you're just
right. You get no attention. You know what? Maybe we should have like a fundraiser for this ailment.
Yeah.
Like a little telethon or something. Raise some money.
A syncope telethon?
Yeah.
Why not?
That's good.
Well, Greg, the cure is water. I mean, it's free.
Oh, really?
Hello, I'm Cobra for syncope awareness.
And the only cure
is snakes
water.
Cool, clear water.
We're trying to raise enough money to supply water to everyone.
water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. Hi, I'm Corby Davidson for Syncope.
guys out. There you go.
All right.
Little disease.
Take care, Snake.
I will.
Mavericks basketball is next.